Hi everyone, it's Anna
and April,
and welcome back to Grounded.
So this week I'm gonna start by sharing something that happened on the weekend whilst I was away with my family that had me notice something pretty interesting, and I thought that it would be really useful to share it and then unpack it, because I really think it is something that a lot of people can relate to, and like in some way, and the discovery I have had has made a big difference in my interactions, particularly with like really significant people in my life, people that I really care about. So what happened was we were away in Tasmania, and it was Saturday night, I believe, and we went out to a pizza shop to get some dinner. And during the ordering process, I was getting a little bit flustered because the guy behind the checkout was like acting really casual, and like, not that he was acting casual bothered me, but I felt like he'd like stuffed up the order. I just wasn't clear he'd done it right. That was my concern, is that like he's got the order wrong, something's wrong. And then also in terms of like the amount that we paid. So there was a lot going on. I was just not clear that it was like right, and I was a bit flustered. And then I went back to the table and was just like checking it over and checking the receipt and thinking in my head, like, did he do it right or not? And in that space of like fluster in my head, my sister-in-law and my mum were like, what's going on? What's happening? Was something wrong? And I noticed I just snapped, which is very familiar for me. And I was just like, I don't know, I'm trying to work it out. Like, and I just kind of, and I said it in like that real kind of short way with them. Mm-hmm. And ultimately all they were doing was just like trying to figure out if everything was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, reacted in that frustrated way. And at the time, for me, that's super familiar because I do that. If I'm feeling flustered or stressed out, and someone will ask me something without the intention of upsetting me or annoying me.
Interrupting you.
Interrupting me. I'll just kind of, be really short and snap. Like, and it's only with my family. Like, I wouldn't dare do that with, like, a colleague or someone else. Like, I feel like it's, mostly just with my family that happens, particularly my mum. And and so it happened again, like, just this very familiar, like, oh, bloody hell. Like, I shouldn't have spoken that way, like that was a bit unnecessary, and I ended up like thinking about that long after it happened into the night. And I noticed that that took me out of anything after that interaction. So conversations my family were having, like, I'm just sitting there thinking like, oh, I'm, you know, shit person for like snapping at them, because I knew it's something I can do all the time. Well, not all the time, but anyway. And what I noticed that was a bit different was when I thought, well, you could just apologize and get it out of your space and be clear with it.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed what comes up for me when I have that thought is either, well, no, like, they shouldn't have asked me when I was, like, frustrated. Or I'll be, like, too mortified to admit I was wrong and to say sorry, like, I shouldn't have done that, because then that's acknowledging I was in the wrong. So that's what come up for me, and this time it was different because I actually chose to put that aside and actually apologize anyway and just be really authentic about it. Like, I didn't make up a big deal, like, it wasn't a big significant thing. It was just for the purpose of getting that clear and out of the way, because it was still bothering me after it happened, even though it was a small thing to me. I was making it snowball in my head.
Well, my question is, what made you apologize? Like, you said that you noticed it doesn't make you present.
I think I just...
Is that really the reason why you said sorry?
That was definitely part of it, I guess. But the other part was because of all the work we've done taking ourselves on and thinking about how we want to be in the world and with people in our life. Like, I've just really got the... I don't want to be that way. Like, I don't want to speak to people I really care about in an unkind way, even if it is what I consider justified because I was frustrated. Like, I just don't want to be that. Like, I don't want people to know me as that. Like, oh, April, you know. Can't cope under pressure, or don't upset April, or whatever. Like, I don't know. I don't want to be that. So it was, it was the impact of not being present and overthinking that whole interaction, and also just bringing that awareness of who I want to be
mm-hmm.
and also who I am for others. Like, I don't... And because we were away for my mum's birthday, I was like, you know, God, like, why would you, you know, just lose your cool like that? Just calm down. Like, everything's fine. Yeah. So I guess I was making myself wrong in that sense. But it was more about, who I am to my mom and my family. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, want to have those interactions go that way. So...
And so what happened afterwards? Like, how did you feel afterwards? I think this is the gold.
So it's really interesting. And it was so simple. And I think I just stopped myself from overthinking it to the point where I then felt really awkward in saying it. Because that's happened before where I've just felt sorry. Felt really awkward in not knowing how to even go about it. Because it's past. And it's not like we're not talking. To them, everything's moved on and everything's fine. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a significant... like moment, but to me it had become that and that's why I always find it hard to like know how to bring it back up, because they might be thinking that was done. Like, I don't know. Anyway, and I just put all of that aside and just thought, look, just go and say, look, just want to apologize for how I was before in the pizza shop, didn't mean to snap at you, and just honestly apologize. And it was really funny because the first thing that my mum said was like, what are you talking about? What did you do? And I'm like, oh my God, this is like so my life. I overthink all these interactions and worry what people will think of me or what their interpretation of the whole interaction was. And like, they've either forgotten or it was not even significant for them to think about afterwards. It's just done. Like, you know, not even a problem. So that was funny with my mum.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law was just like, oh, that's okay. Like, it's all good. And like, clearly had not held a grudge or had any, you know, negative thoughts towards me or whatever. And but the thing, what your question was, how I felt afterwards, was I felt really a bizarre feeling. I was just like, wow, instead of me apologizing and you know, saying, I was actually in the wrong, instead of that making me feel small and disempowered and I don't know, awkward, I guess. It actually left me feeling really free from any negative feelings about myself or any concerns of what they thought. Like, that just didn't actually happen. And it was bizarre because there's been many times where I've avoided either apologizing or having a conversation to clear something up with people because I've just been too scared of the outcome. And how it would make me feel and what they would think of me.
Yeah.
So I just haven't had them.
Is it because we think that saying sorry is a sign of weakness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. That's definitely how I feel. But
this is the goal of what you're saying. It's actually the opposite.
Yeah, it turned out to be the opposite. I felt really like all of a sudden I heard myself as someone who takes responsibility for their actions, even if they are not, like, obviously what I wanted to be like, you know, just taking that responsibility and not making it significant. Like, that was a big thing too, is not thinking, oh, you're the worst person ever for talking to your mom like that. Or you're, you know.
So it liberated you from that, those types of thoughts about yourself. Yeah, it just
freed me from all of that and actually had me left feeling really peaceful, free from those thoughts, and then so much more present with my family. And I really got, like, what it meant to them for me to just say that, even though my mum was like, what are you talking about? I got the sense that, because she ended up saying, like, oh, okay, well, yeah, that's okay, I accept your apology. Like, I just, I don't know, what I heard was that almost like a, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know, I just felt like they saw me differently. Like, they saw me as a bigger person for actually having the courage to do that. Yeah, there you go. Like, I didn't say anything, but I just got that vibe that, okay, that takes a lot for someone to do.
Courage.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it was a very interesting interaction. And I guess for me, the point of sharing that is because for me, that's a really familiar reaction. Like, ooh. That is just being a reaction, I guess, to things around me and not just, like, dealing with it powerfully and just letting things, like, I'll justify my reactions on the situation. So normally I'd be like, well, I was really flustered and, you know, they shouldn't have asked me at that time. But just stripping it back and being like, well, look, could have dealt with that more powerfully. Not significant that I didn't, but just, owning what I did and clearing that up. So I think for me, the, like, key learning is in that is, A, noticing when I have that choice of being a reaction versus just taking a breath and dealing with whatever it is. But also, like, if I do happen to go to that familiar space of a reaction, dealing with that powerfully, mm-hmm. like not leaving it there mm-hmm. and just sweeping it under the rug, mm-hmm. however small it is, but actually having those conversations to, you know.
And that can be the action.
Get that complete.
For this sure. podcast. Mm. Where when something familiar happens, like this, for example, when you react to something and it just leaves you very disempowered or others disempowered, to do something different in that situation, whether it be saying sorry or whether it be just noticing how someone, or like even just, to be honest, like just acknowledging what happened and just admitting, I guess, that that wasn't, you didn't mean it. And surprising yourself by being that bigger person.
Yeah, like because, recreate who you are.
Yeah. Well, I want to flip that paradigm as well, where saying sorry or admitting that you were wrong or those things to be, actually be a sign of
power
or strength.
Versus weakness.
Yeah.
That is so true. I feel that'd like that's cool. like a societal agreement that like you admitting your wrongs or apologizing is a weak thing, or like, what's the other word I'm looking for? I don't know. But yeah, we get weakness, it. I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that can be the action for this week. And I'm going to take that on where I definitely hold my sorries. Like I got to admit. So I'm going to take that on where even, when I don't want to, I really just want to.
You feel really stubborn about it.
Yeah, I'm first.
Yeah, I get really stubborn about it.
So yeah, I'm going to take that on.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll call this podcast Carpe Diem. So in Latin, that means seize the day. So shout out to Dead Poets Society, the film, and Robin Williams. So yeah, just imagine yourself just seeing the world in a different angle or light, and being that, taking a stand for really who you want to be in the world, because then automatically people will acknowledge that. Like what your mom said, like, oh well, thank you, like I accept the apology. That is a clear acknowledgement that she heard your apology. And now I believe that she may have even like have a lot of respect for you now. Like,
I was just present to that when you were saying that, but I was also present to like how much that communicates my respect for her as well. Like, it's just that respect, mutual respect. Yeah, like from both ends.
Yeah.
Because I guess ultimately, yeah, if you have respect for someone, like this example, you know, for me, you know, of course I respect my mum, but by withholding apologies, that's not showing respect.
Yep. Yep.
So I feel like that was a really, really important thing, because you just don't know the impact it will have on others. You know, your apology could make the world of difference that you've acknowledged.
Yeah. And I believe essentially it made your relationship stronger.
Yeah, I can imagine closer. If I now continue to do that.
Sorry mom.
Yeah.
Sorry mom.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. I can see that would make a big difference to anybody. Like, think about the times that you have had an apology and it kind of has shifted for you something in your relationship. And yeah. Anyway,
I love that. That's so doable. I'll notice when I react and I will apologize.
Yeah.
Instantly.
When it needs to be done. Yeah. So, yeah.
Have fun with it, guys. Surprise yourselves. You guys are actually going to be more courageous
people. More powerful and more free. Guaranteed.
Yeah. You can actually finally see that person for who they are and yourself as well.
And the more you do it, I'm sure, like, more natural that will become. Like, it's just like any habit.
That's the thing. Like, I want to make every podcast of ours, like, just as an exercise.
Yeah, you know? Like strengthening a muscle.
Yeah.
That's
what I meant. Yeah.
Got it.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Keep us updated on how you go. And if you have any questions or any suggestions for topics, let us know as well. All right.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.